Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Julio Franco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting eighth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, David Wells. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile juggles the ball. That's an error on Zeile. Seitzer moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Zile is 0-for-1 in the game. Zile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Zile moves to second. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Zile scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Palmeiro scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Franco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Kent batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kent is 0 for 1 in the game. Kent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Kent reaches second base with a double. Ramirez moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Kent moves to third. Alomar moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kent tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kent hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Alan Embry now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoyles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro is hit by the pitch. Anderson moves to third. Zeile moves to second. Paul Shuey now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Vizquel steals third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Vizquel scores. It's 9-4, Orioles. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. Two outs. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thome is hit by the pitch. Terry Matthews now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lofton moves to third. Thome moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Orioles. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zeile is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Zeile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Parent now catching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Julian Tavares now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux pinch runs for Bobby Bonilla. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Devereaux now playing right field. Randy Myers now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Thome strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.